number one sports site in the world.
Live from the Quicken Loans studios of the Yahoo Sports Radio headquarters. Nighttime. This is the right time.
You know the nighttime now.
It's Tony D on Yahoo Sports Radio.
There are days during the calendar year that I, as a guy who covers sports, talks about sports, and even as just a fan, there are days where I feel like the sports world is very busy. And these are the days I like, where there's news coming in all different directions from all sorts of leagues. Today felt like one of those days. You can add the college basketball and the NBA and even a little bit of spring training news to the wide expansiveness of NFL free agency. It made today fun to be a sports fan. I equate these days to my friends who love the movies, and when the Academy Awards announces their big nominees, they have that early morning out in Los Angeles where they go, here are the nominees for all these categories, and you just feel like the day is filled with that kind of news, conversation about it. My friends in the political realm, it might be a Super Tuesday kind of day or whatnot. Today felt like that. There are a number of days in our calendar that fill that void. So this isn't the only one. But I felt like at any moment today, as I was running around doing errands and picking my kids up and going to my son's track meet, that I could just sit on my phone and just read news after news after news, not only from college basketball, but NBA, a little spring training, and of course, NFL free agency, which really dominated much of the news. And a lot of the NFL free agency, and we're going to get to this throughout the show today, the winners, the losers, teams to be who are going to be really excited with these acquisitions and who may have overpaid, just about everybody, and who is going to have some voids to fill, Denver Broncos. But Brock Osweiler going to Houston was not a surprise from the logical sense. You always feel things like this could happen. Whenever there's two teams kind of in the running, you should accept that any moment it could go either way. And we're kind of used to that kind of thing. When a player is being courted by two teams, he could go either way. There's no favorite in that angle. But I did feel that this was a little bit of a surprise. I just felt maybe just a small smidge of a surprise, because I thought in the end, John Elway, would keep the quarterback that had gone 5-2 as a starter, help the Broncos secure home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and he would pay what he had to pay to keep Osweiler. But instead, Elway pulled one of the classic GM moves. We're not getting in a bidding war. We're not going down that road. We made a fair offer. Take it or leave it. We want people who want to be here. He made that kind of statement and that kind of proposition, and Osweiler goes to the Houston Texans. Again, not a surprise from the logical sense. And I'm not saying that I was like, oh my God, Osweiler spurned the Broncos. No. I was more like, wow, that's interesting. I thought in the end Osweiler would pull the deal to stay in Denver. I mean, look, he rode a really nice wave in Denver for 7 games. He really did. I mean, there are very, very few people in the history of sports that can replace a legend immediately and have the kind of adoration that comes like Brock Osweiler got in the city of Denver. I mean, if you don't see Michael Jordan get replaced because of injury and everybody in Chicago just fall in love with the replacement. You know, Wayne Gretzky doesn't sit out for 10 games and everybody just loves the new kid that's out there filling in for 99 on the front line. You don't get that. But Brock Osweiler did. Brock Osweiler was well and warmly received. And he did two things during the regular season that sort of stood out. He beat the New England Patriots in a come-from-behind manner, and he beat the Cincinnati Bengals in a come-from-behind manner as well. Now, Cincinnati was going with A.J. McCarron. No knock on A.J. McCarron, but he was an Andy Dalton. But Osweiler got those two very important wins against two playoff teams that we all remember how the AFC was. We all remember how teams were jockeying for position right up until Week 17. I mean, like, what the Broncos at one point, if I remember correctly, at the end of the season, the Broncos could have been the top seed, which they were, or a fifth seed. based on a wide variety of scenarios that could have taken place. So Osweiler, despite his struggles during the season, had gotten the complete embrace by people in Denver, who now some of them, at least some of my friends and connections on Facebook and social media, aren't too kind with the betrayal. And to that, let me just say this. If you're in Denver and you're kind of, I can't believe he wouldn't stay, you really need to come to grips with, this is a money business, and that's really it. Some guys will take a pay cut to stay. Some guys will give the hometown discount. But this is a league that routinely kicks players to the curb way before they should, because you cost too much against the cap. We have other needs. And yeah, you can still play, but you got to go. So I don't blame a player at all for getting the kind of money. Osweiler is getting $72 million on the deal, but I think 40 million of it is guaranteed. 45 million is guaranteed. That, you know, he's not going to get all 72 because he's probably going to not fulfill the contract. You know, if you're a betting man, always bet that a contract is not going to be fulfilled. But Houston gets the quarterback they need. They get the buzz at the position that they need. And you know what you're not going to have? This is what you're not going to have. If Hard Knocks were to be with the Houston Texans again, which they won't, but if they did, you would not have Bill O'Brien sitting down with two quarterbacks going, it's been really close between you two. And, you know, we're going to go with Brian Hoyer, and we'll see how that goes. No, Brock Osweiler comes in. He's the starting quarterback of the Houston Texans. They do not have any controversy. They do not have a battle. They're not going to waste their time with that. He is their guy. That's it. Lock it in. And you know what? That's half the battle. Getting good production, that's the other half of the battle. But having that guy in place that you can say, for good or for bad, he's our starter. And that's what the Texans have in Brock Osweiler. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to Reno Nataro, our good friend out at the Fan in Denver, on the Broncos side of this. Because Denver doesn't have a quarterback now. And Colin Kaepernick has been mentioned. RG3? I'm sorry, if these are your options, I don't know now. All of a sudden, Peyton Manning retiring is like, ugh. But let me say this about the Osweiler thing for a second, and I'm gonna say this throughout the night tonight. I know people will look at the Houston Texans and they saw a team that, you know, barely got in and bad division, played well towards the end, but at times looked awful. Remember that game against Miami? That looked like a bad college cupcake game. But think about the things that Houston has. The most dynamic defensive player in the game in J.J. Watt. A strong defense all the way across the board, but J.J. Watt. DeAndre Hopkins is one of the top receivers in the league. They just picked up Lamar Miller. So now you're not throwing on every single down. You've got an every down back. They're a good coached team. They're a team that has a lot of great talent around it. The idea that Osweiler is choosing losing rather than sticking with the Broncos. Look, if I said it once, I've said it a million times on this show. Stop thinking that these guys see this like you see it. Stop. That's why, you know why people go to Jacksonville? Because they feel like they can turn it around. It doesn't take much. This isn't college football. If you go from the University of Florida to play for Chattanooga, you're not going to win a national championship. But if you go to Jacksonville, you can put together a championship team. If you have a GM that spends money the right way, if you develop young talent, teams can turn their fortunes around really quickly. Nobody is choosing to lose. And the Texans are not a losing franchise. They're a team that went to the playoffs. They won their division. It was not a division that they won going 13-3. We get it. But when you have the best player in the game in J.J. Watt, you have a lot of good pieces and a dynamic wide receiver. I mean, a dynamic wide receiver in DeAndre Hopkins. And Lamar Miller is a great pickup and an offensive line that's better than people think. This is a good football team. Does Osweiler make it a Super Bowl championship team? Probably not right now. But down the road, it's a good piece. I'm still curious as to where Osweiler is going to be in 2 years, because I know people aren't really sold on the seven-game body of work. But when you can get $72 million on seven games of work, this league has a real quarterback problem. We'll talk about that and more free agent signings next. It's Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.
Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, thanks for joining us here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Reno Nataro in Denver, our good friend who helps us cover the Broncos. He's with The Fan. We'll get his take on Osweiler leaving, spurning the Super Bowl champions for the Houston Texans. I'm sorry I have to laugh, but in a way, I actually kind of like this signing. I thought Brock Osweiler, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, Adam, but I thought Brock Osweiler got completely hosed in the whole Super Bowl run. I thought I love the fact that Peyton Manning got the job and was the quarterback of record throughout the playoffs of the Super Bowl. But Osweiler really didn't do anything wrong in that game against San Diego to lose his job. He had receivers dropping passes. His offensive line gave up a sack. He got stripped. He was stripped of the ball. The offense wasn't moving. I get it. But here comes limping Peyton Manning into the game, who could barely throw it 25 yards. Osweiler goes to the bench forever. I mean, that's it. You're never going to see him again. And here's the thing. Was there ever a time where you thought that Brock Osweiler was just keeping the seat warm for Peyton Manning's return? Not one time when Osweiler was out there during the regular season did I feel like, well, this is nice, but Peyton's going to get his job back. Manning was absolutely atrocious. Atrocious for the first, what, six games of the seven games of the season? And I'm supposed to be like, oh, yeah, he should stay in Denver where they love him so much. They didn't love him at all. He lost his job to Manning, who was atrocious throughout the season, even though Osweiler did not play bad against San Diego to warrant losing his job. So if I'm Osweiler, good. I'll be like, all right. Everyone knows that the Broncos' defense was so good that even if you got marginal play from Osweiler throughout the playoffs, they would have still been Super Bowl champions. Manning did not contribute hardly anything of greatness to their run to the Super Bowl. Osweiler could have easily won the Super Bowl, but instead he lost his job. So I actually kind of dig it. I'm kind of glad he went for the money too, because I'm a player's guy with that. If you can get more money, get it, because this league does not care. This league will kick you out. And we've seen it time and time again. Guys have to go start all over again. They got to take massive pay cuts. They got to rework their deals. They sign these contracts, and then a couple of years later, the teams go, yeah, could you just rework that and take less? We really need you to take less. And these players do it constantly. And if you look at the way Major League Baseball, because it doesn't have a salary cap, nobody asks them to do that. We talk about it all the time. Guys who still get checks, even though they're not playing for that team, that's the deal you signed. Sorry. NFL doesn't work that way. You get these big numbers, and all of these free agent numbers that we'll be talking about are meaningless. You only want to know against the cap and how it affects you. You don't care where it's going to be 5 years from now. You're not going to get the deal's not going to be for 5 years. You know it, and I know it. 5 years, a player's going to be old. He's going to be replaceable, and that big, huge $13 million salary he was due to get, he ain't getting it. He's getting cut, or he's asked to take a massive pay cut. That's how this league works. So if Brock Osweiler can go to a place where he can get $45 million guaranteed on a $72 million deal, God bless him. Because Lord knows this league would not guarantee him anything else. It is the guaranteed money, and that's it. And they sure as hell don't care about you once you leave the game. So I am all for the players getting as much money as possible. All right, a little bit of a note here. Throughout the show tonight, if you've ever thought, oh, this might be, I'd like to call, but I think I won't. This could be the night you could call in, because I have been, my throat and my, I feel like something is coming that's going to knock me out for 3 days. And my wife is on a business trip. She's out in New Jersey, and she's been going to New Jersey for her company. And she's out there for like 3 or 4 days, and she's working on a huge project that's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks. And I'm home by myself, and I got to take care of the kids until she comes back on Thursday. And I've said this before. I am a little child when I am sick. When I am sick, I resort to being a little child. I think it's one of the reasons I got married, because I knew single me would just, if I was sick, I just wouldn't have anybody to complain to and, you know, whine. But with my wife out of town, I have to suck it up. So I am forcing my way through. So if I, at any time it cracks or it's dry or anything like that, you'll know why. 800-777-2907. All right, Adam, who'd you think won the big free agency day on Wednesday?
I did like what the Texans did. Really, I'm a fan of Lamar Miller. And they didn't go in and overpay for their own free agents like Brandon Brooks, the offensive guard. I think he got 5 years, $40 million from Philadelphia, when we don't even know if he can be like a true start, like an impact starter at guard. So I like the fact they didn't do that. Yeah, they probably overpaid Osweiler, but like we've talked about recently, it's a quarterback position. You almost have to. And, you know, we were talking last night. I really think they still go out and get a guy like a Christian Hackenberg to sit behind. You still have Tom Savage, who, you know, knows the offense, can be your backup if you actually need him to be. And then you draft a guy like a Hackenberg, who Bill O'Brien, who's a quarterback guy, can bring him along. And if Osweiler doesn't work out, hopefully a guy like Hackenberg or, you know, Cardale Jones or, you know, Jeff Driscoll, one of those guys will be drafted in the third, fourth, fifth rounds, are ready next year or the year after, depending on how Osweiler plays. But I think Osweiler fits with the Texans because of DeAndre Hopkins and how far Osweiler can throw the ball, because you can't overthrow DeAndre Hopkins.
That's exactly right.
He does not allow it. So basically that go route will be run, I think, a ton by DeAndre Hopkins, and I think it works. And you mentioned the defense. It's a dangerous team.
Here is a team that is basically missing the everything else around it is fine, right? Everything around it works. Like, and that's if you put in a healthy Arian Foster before he got released, right? Like before, like last season, right? Yeah. The beginning of the season, we talked about when we did our preview of the Texans, right? Everything around the Texans looked good in August, except the quarterback position. Defense looked good. Everyone was healthy. That looked really strong. DeAndre Hopkins, Arian Foster was healthy and ready to go. The quarterback position was a mess because it was two guys vying, and we didn't really believe in either one of those guys, and they were just going to compete in camp, and that just seemed to be empty. Now you bring in Osweiler. This is a team that is just saying, somebody come in and play quarterback from us, and if you can just play it decently, I think some good things are about to happen for this team. Look, you brought up quarterback and overpaying. Quarterbacks are like tickets to sporting events. I had a friend of mine who runs political campaigns, and he makes a lot of money, and he doesn't have a family. It's just him, and he just has a hat. He's like Marlins man. Part of his hobby is he goes to World Series games. And when they were in World Series in Colorado in 2007, he flew out to Denver, and we went out to dinner, and he went out on the streets looking for a scalp ticket. That's what he does. He loads up with cash, and he buys a scalp ticket. He paid $1,000 for a ticket to the World Series. Paid $1,000 for a ticket, but he kept his streak alive. That ticket wasn't worth $1,000, but he had to overpay because the demand that he wanted to go into Coors Field warranted $1,000. You can nitpick value all you want at the quarterback position, but you have to eat a little bit more than what that player is worth these days, because if you don't, somebody else will. This is the purest supply and demand issue in sports. There are not enough quarterbacks for 32 teams, so if you find one, you have to overpay. Elway didn't want to overpay, and he doesn't get the guy.
Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Max Edison from the Houston Defender to break down the Osweiler deal from the Texans' perspective. But let's go to Denver and get a Broncos perspective. Where do they go from here? How did this deal not end up in the Broncos' favor? Our good friend Reno Nataro out in Denver. Mile High Sports Radio and The Fan. You can catch him there. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Tony. Great questions. You got the answers?
I don't. That's why I asked you on the show. Reno, John Elway said he didn't want to get in a bidding war, but did they undervalue Brock Osweiler here?
I don't think they undervalued him. I think Houston overvalued him. The guy made 7 starts. He played well. Look, that's the going rate. That is pretty much mid-range of NFL quarterbacks right now. Now, his signing bonus, I believe, will put him at the 9th most in the NFL. But if Brock Osweiler is going to get $18 million a year, you know Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to want something at that level, if not a little bit more. He's got more experience. So, I don't know if they undervalued him. But to me, I don't think he was truly their guy. If they really thought he was their future, they would have extended his contract a year or two ago. Think about it in last offseason. Unless they approached him and his agent said, no, we're going to take it to free agency because every team needs a quarterback. But if they really wanted to lock him down last offseason, I bet they could have gotten him for $3 to $5 million a year.
Yeah, but 2 years ago, Peyton Manning was throwing 53 touchdown passes, so I don't know how you would lock up Brock Osweiler to a long-term deal when there, you know, you could see an end in sight for Manning, you just didn't know when.
Well, Manning has a 5-year contract.
Right, but you wouldn't extend Osweiler a deal with 3 years remaining on a Peyton Manning deal.
Well, sure, not 2 years ago, but certainly last offseason, the way Manning petered out against the Colts in the second half of last season, you had to have some forethought, even though you had never seen Osweiler play on the field, and that was the problem. And then every game he played, starting with the Bears game, his first start, his stock just continued to rise and rise and rise. And it's obvious that Elway had a limit, set his market value, and then he budged a little what we're telling, because initially I was told it was a 3-year, $39 million contract. And then we're hearing reports of $16 million a year. And then as things have been falling out today, we're hearing that Osweiler was not happy about getting benched for Manning against the Chargers, because the Broncos were still trying to lock down not just the playoff spot, but the number one seed. That at that point in the season, the Broncos could have been out of the playoffs or number one seed. So it was a crazy part of the season. And what we're hearing is that Osweiler was not happy with that. And now he has a fresh start in Houston, which it's crazy to me because, and I guess I obviously have never been presented with $13 to $18 million a year contracts, but he had a chance to play with an offense with Demaryius Thomas and Sanders. You have Heuerman coming back, the draftee from last year who got injured. And, you know, Virgil Green, not a great tight end, but a good tight end. But there's a lot of potential there. He knows the offense. And I think that had to have been a positive. But he went for the money. I don't blame him. And now he has a fresh start. They have Hopkins, just signed a running back for the Texans, so he looks like he's going to have some tools around him in Houston, too.
That's kind of where I was going with this. And, you know, I think that most fans really still do not understand that this is a league that will throw you out immediately. I mean, they will throw you out immediately when you don't produce, and they will cut you, and they will leave money on the table to do so. The only thing you have is your guaranteed money. These other numbers are meaningless. And the idea that Brock Osweiler should love the Broncos like they love the Broncos is crazy.
Well, it's just the fanboys. Those are the guys that are all wearing their jerseys, watching the game. I get it. what you just said. And I've talked to players. I know, as you do, many NFL players, and it is. It's you get the money now. And too bad if you're offended by Osweiler. I think it's ridiculous, first off, if fans are upset. You know, you see tweets and Instagram, oh, why do you have to be so greedy? Why do you know, it's really stupid. I hate to be so blunt and brutal, but it is stupid when fans act like that. He went after the money, that's fine. And he's betting on himself. Look, I've never thought of Brock Osweiler as going to be a successful starting quarterback in the NFL. He only had, I believe, 16, 17 starts in college. He came out a year early. And he just doesn't have a lot of on-field experience. So what is that, 23, 24 starts since high school? That's not a lot of experience on-field. And he comes from a spread, basically just this go-go offense, out of the shotgun all the time. And I'm just not sure that he's good at reading defenses. And, you know, time will tell, but if I would not want to bet on Osweiler, but the Texans apparently have.
All right, hear me out here, because I have this theory, and you can call me crazy because I know you have before. If Osweiler's passes that were dropped or bounced off the chests of players that ended up as interceptions, or he wasn't strip sacked when the offensive line left him open for attack, if he had just simply played well enough against San Diego, wouldn't we be talking about Super Bowl champion quarterback Brock Osweiler?
I still think the Broncos could have won with Osweiler, because Peyton Manning was horrible in the Super Bowl. The Broncos won the Super Bowl in spite of Peyton Manning. And look, in the San Diego game, if Sanders doesn't, I said this a few weeks ago on your show, but I'll repeat myself. If Sanders doesn't fumble near the goal line, and then if C.J. Anderson doesn't come out in the second half and fumble the football, we never see Peyton Manning again.
Right.
We never see him again. And I think that's what people have to realize. Now, it's all what ifs. It's all speculation. Every quarterback, and we could take up a whole other topic argument, should quarterbacks be charged with interceptions when they bounce off a teammate's hands or chest? I mean, that's a whole other thing. But, yeah, it was very close to not seeing Manning again. Gary Kubiak made this decision. And now we find out, after Kubiak tells the anecdote at Manning's retirement press conference, that Peyton had been working out, had been sending Kubiak video. Kubiak had been looking at the video. And now we know all about the legendary middle finger to Kubiak in the video. Like, you know.
Yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, but I got like 30 seconds. I need the Reno Notaro Nostradamus prediction. Who's the quarterback for the Denver Broncos in 2016?
Man, that is the question. And if I had it, we'd be loaded, Tony. I mean,
come on, go with like the crystal ball Nostradamus quatrain thing. Come on, you know French.
I could see Fitzpatrick, but Trevor Siemian has the same amount of starts in college as Brock Osweiler did. You want crazy? I'll give you crazy, baby.
Trevor Siemian, I'm writing that down. I'm locking it in. And you know what? If he's a starter, dude, I'm giving you all the credit in the world.
There you go.
I will totally do that.
Or you'll just mock me.
No, I will never do that.
Anytime, Tony. Always fun.
Reno Notaro, you're the best. Appreciate it, my friend.
All righty.
Reno Notaro out in Denver on Trevor Siemian. Trevor, I'm writing it down. I'm writing it down. So,
Northwestern kid, let's go.
Let's go. All right. When your options are Colin Kaepernick, RG3, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, do you just go, yeah?
Sounds like the Texans.
Repeat. Bring it on, baby. Yeah, the defense did lose some people. It still would be good, but it did lose some people. Oh, strange things in the Mile High City. Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.
Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, thanks for joining us on Yahoo Sports Radio. All right, our telephone number, 800-777-2907. If you think Brock Osweiler is a good move for the Houston Texans, listen, I do. Like, we have just got to stop thinking about money. I mean, we really do. We just have to stop thinking about money. All right? You know what it is? It's like your vacation, right? Sometimes you just overspend on your vacation. It's your vacation. You want to relax a little bit? You pay $8 for a drink. You pay $20 for towels at the resort. Heck, you pay a resort fee just so you can have a wake-up call and free Wi-Fi. You just that's just what happens. You buy a ticket to a sporting event. The ticket isn't valued at $300. It just that's what it is. We tend to lose our minds with salaries because deep down as sports fans, we are, whether we'll admit it or not, we are all amateur scouts. That's we all are. Look at the reaction from people on Twitter to Brock Osweiler going to Houston. If you're a Texans fan, we way overpaid for this guy who only had 7 starts. If you're a Broncos fan, I'm seeing more and more people saying, well, I wasn't really sold on him anyway. That city was going crazy for Osweiler when he was winning games. Stop. We're not doing revisionist history here. He was the future. You know what's funny? Until Brock Osweiler decided to go to the Houston Texans, I bet you most Bronco fans were fine with him being the quarterback going into next season. If I took a poll of 100 people in the Mile High City, I bet I'd get a good percentage of them saying, yeah, I'm okay with this. It's good.
I didn't see anybody saying, oh, just let him go. Just let him go.
No, not at all.
I saw just get him signed and let's go, you know.
Well, he would have won the Super Bowl. He would have won the Super Bowl if he played well against the Chargers. If he didn't get pulled against the Chargers, he would have won the Super Bowl too.
What I'm kind of surprised about is once they lost Osweiler, I'm surprised Elway didn't go out and maybe try and keep a Danny Trevathan or, you know, one of their free agents.
Well, I got to be honest with you.
On the defensive side.
If I'm the Broncos, if I'm a Broncos fan, and I just heard John Elway talk about how we have a procedure here and we're not going to go over or overpay in the procedure, then I want to know what you're doing with the money.
Right.
Right. It's one thing to say, all right, we're not getting in a bidding war. All right. That's fine. I can live with that. That's a good philosophy. That's a good way to run the team. You know, we all get worried when our team is screwing around with the salary cap in the wrong way. That's part of the mathematics you have to learn when you're a sports fan, an NFL fan. But then you got to show me what you're going to do with the savings.
Right.
If you're not going to overbid, then what are you doing with the money that you don't want to spend on a quarterback? And listen, here's the other thing about Elway. And I'm going to bring this up in the next hour because I've got 3 bitter burns that I want to get to. 3 statements by people that were burns to somebody else. And Elway is on the list because he said, we want people who want to stay here, who want to be here. Elway's smart enough. That's to the fans. Elway doesn't believe
that. Oh, yeah.
Does
that's,
he?
That's basically
that's to the
pandering
fans.
To the fans.
That's pandering to the fans. Elway's smart enough to know what this business is all about. He was in it forever. This is a money business. He knows this. Right? I mean, you don't. Yes. I said this with Renault. The problem when we're fans is we love our teams, and we so desperately want the players on that team to love the team like we love it, right? After all, we'd play for free. Oh, I would love to be a whatever your favorite team is. I would play for nothing. And then when a guy says, you know, I don't want to be here anymore because that other group is giving me more money. It's amazing in 2016, we still have very intelligent fans who don't see this for what it is. Look, I understand most of us will never see $45 million in our lifetime. So to us, 45 to 36 to 37, it's all monopoly money. We don't understand. But it's not about Brock Osweiler buying a boat. Trust me on this. He just reset the value of quarterbacks with this deal. And everybody in the league is going to thank him for this. This is how this works. You don't necessarily get to choose where you go and for how much you go. It's like baseball, all right? This gets used in baseball all the time. If you are a strong offensive first baseman, that commands a certain salary, right? If you bat 310 and you get 30 home runs and you're a good defensive first baseman or shortstop or whatever, there's a certain salary you have to play for. The union will never, ever, ever let you play for lower than that. Ever. You set the bar for everybody else. You raise the bar for everybody underneath you. So that if you make $20 million a year, the guy that bets $275 now gets to make $10 or $11 million a year. That's what this is. Trust me. Osweiler is getting thanked around the league for what he just signed, even though it was all on Houston.
You know,
he gets to set the value for basically mediocre quarterbacks.
You know who's really mad at this deal and who's also loving it is the Washington Redskins. Hate it, and Kirk Cousins loves it,
right?
Because he can probably up his want by at least $1 million. If he wanted 20, now he can want 21 because he's been that much better than Brock Osweiler.
Yep. And the other thing, too, is, look, I understand the salary cap. And we all have teams that fight the cap all the time. And you have to run the numbers like all of us do when our team is like, oh, well, we're going to be this and this and this. I think the Houston Texans needed to overpay here. So if you're going to nitpick the Texans and say, well, they're going to... It's how it works, man. It's just how it works. We've just got to learn to accept it. All right, coming up in the next hour, we'll get into college basketball because it's tournament time. Or is that procedure outdated? That's next, Yahoo Sports Radio.